House Republicans, this is President Joe Biden's crime crisis. By Wendell Hasebo on June 23, 2021. The House Republicans published a video Wednesday highlighting President Joe Biden's crime crisis. The video shows news anchors reporting violent crime is surging across America's biggest cities. At least 8 people killed and dozens injured in shootings over the weekend alone. The video continues with graphics noting Chicago's surge in violence. In some neighborhoods, some people have simply given up on calling the cops, saying the city fails to protect them. The next clip shows CNN anchor Erin Burnett expressing how stunning the crime numbers are, noting in New York City the crime surge is an increase of 64% from last year. Another clip shows an anchor in Austin, Texas expressing concern the violence could continue into the summer. The video ends with a California businesswoman interviewed, telling the camera that ultimately, we do need more police officers to stop the crime surge. Despite the surge in violence, radical leftists are blaming the largest increase of crime in 60 years on police and not Democrat leadership. The radical organization called the American Friends Service Committee explained why. According to them, it is helpful to defund police and instead invest in our communities. 1. Policing in the U.S. was established to maintain white supremacy. 2. Policing doesn't keep us safe. 3. Body cameras, trainings, and other so-called reform measures will not end cycles of police violence. 4. Policing diverts billions of dollars from schools, health care, and other vital programs that need more funding to strengthen our communities and support shared well-being. 5. Black organizers are calling for divestment from policing and investment in human needs across the country. Despite the cry for leniency and an end to policing by the left, the numbers as released by the Republicans tell a different story in the cities across America.